is really struggling with prolactin issues. If extremely stubborn weight is an issue for you during nursing, or even if you are not nursing, consider that this prolactin issue could be a possible reason. If so, collagen and gelatin may be the better form of protein supplement for you. In fact, they can be the very keys that will balance tryptophan levels in your body and make them less dominant. Animal products that are high in tryptophan should not be shunned, but it might be a good idea to scale them back to smaller portions, say 3 ounces of beef or chicken on a salad instead of 6 ounces. An added scoop of collagen or gelatin somewhere in your meal or in a drink will give you more of the protein your body needs. Now, that's a perfect protein balance. Salmon is lower in tryptophan, so be more liberal with it. Dairy products such as Greek yogurt and cottage cheese, while so helpful to many of us, may also need to be scaled back and replaced with our gelatin-based dairy substitute recipes. Or try our Jiggle-Gurt recipe, found in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, which volumizes Greek yogurt while decreasing its calories and carbs. This doesn't mean you have to forego dairy completely, but instead of including it at every meal, try it once a day and see what happens. These tweaks have worked for several that we have shared them with who had incredibly stubborn weight during their nursing months. We are not scientists or doctors, so these are only suggestions, but we are passionate about finding solutions to nutritional problems without going to extremes. Melody is a mama who gained 55 pounds with each of her pregnancies prior to discovering Trim Healthy Mama, and always had great trouble taking any of that weight off during her seasons of nursing without severe calorie counting. She discovered Trim Healthy Mama and was able to get down to goal weight slowly but happily, but then got pregnant again. She had a healthy, nourishing 35-pound pregnancy gain, eating the Trim Healthy Mama way all the way through her pregnancy, but then once again had trouble shedding that weight in the first year after her baby's birth. She was stuck. We suggested she try some of these tweaks. Replace her whey protein with collagen, decrease dairy and muscle meats a little, and increase glycine-rich proteins instead with cups of tea with collagen at the end of meals that were lower in meat or dairy protein. Now, just a few months later, Melody is just a few pounds away from goal weight again. She's loving her tweaked way of doing Trim Healthy Mama, is still making lots of rich milk for her still-nursing one-year-old, but is steadily losing, and is even incorporating 3 or 4 crossovers per week. Some people have high prolactin levels for unknown reasons, even when not nursing or when pituitary growths are ruled out. The tweaks we suggest here for nursing women could be tried in these situations, even for men. Aside from glycine, the amino acid tyrosine and vitamin B6 are both thought to help balance out high prolactin levels. Thyroid. Interestingly, low thyroid hormones and elevated prolactin levels are often tied to one another, so addressing both of these is a smart approach. While thyroid issues can make weight loss more challenging, we have received thousands of messages from women who have found success on the THM plan, even with severe thyroid issues, so don't lose hope. We talk a lot about not forsaking e-meals, but if you have a thyroid issue, including them is especially important. Low-carb diets are notorious for suppressing levels of T3, which is the thyroid hormone your body uses for all functions. Of late, there has been a backlash against low-carb diets from people with tanked thyroid levels. Some experts even encourage sufferers to indulge in refined carbs. While thyroid hormones may indeed respond to carbs, this approach to overdoing carbs only brings destruction to the thyroid itself and in other areas of the body. Weight gain inevitably happens, which drives up insulin resistance, which drives up inflammation, which drives up a host of other diseases. Extremes are never the answer. Enjoy your healthy e-meals with their safe blood sugar zone and be vigilant about not jumping from one extreme diet to the other. Testing for thyroid antibodies is important if you have a thyroid issue. The presence of antibodies can indicate an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's disease. Many with this condition cannot tolerate gluten and often, but not always, dairy. Sadly, these foods become inflammatory to the body with this condition, and the inflammation can prevent weight loss. Even if you don't have a known allergy to gluten or dairy, if you test positive for thyroid antibodies, you should listen to Chapter 26, Heads Up, Allergen-Free Mamas, to gain some knowledge about how to do the plan while limiting or completely abstaining from those foods. We have come up with lots of recipes in our companion cookbook to make this doable. Insulin. High insulin levels can be an indication of PCOS, which can be another cause for stubborn weight since it goes hand in hand with severe insulin resistance. Coming off sugar and adopting the basic principles of Trim Healthy Mama will go a long way in combating this issue, but your weight loss still may be slower than that of others. Your blood sugar may be more sensitive to carbs at first. Use pulled back E-meals as described in Chapter 10, just the numbers, if you are having trouble keeping your numbers steady, or let Glucky help you out with its magical ability to level blood sugar. Chromium and inositol are considered to be excellent supplements for PCOS since they are known to help regulate high blood sugar and insulin levels. If your doctor has prescribed metformin for your PCOS, ask him or her about taking a B12 supplement. Although metformin is a prescribed drug, it is considered to be a helpful medication that has anti-cancer properties. It does, however, lower B12 levels over time. Try these tips for turtle weight. Eat more okra. Read about its help for stubborn weight loss in Chapter 17, Affordable Superfoods. For some people, lectins in many foods cause the body to cling to fat rather than release it. Okra has a positive influence in this situation. Our companion cookbook is chock full of recipes that contain okra that you would never be able to detect. Watch your Frankenfoods. Don't overdo low-carb wraps, pitas, and other packaged low-carb store-bought items. They are not perfect THM foods, just items that can make the plan more doable for some of us. If you are replacing vegetables, fruits, and proteins with them, your weight may not appreciate it. If you have thyroid antibodies, then nix them altogether. If you can't manage a complete nix, pull back to a couple times per week. Change up your S meals as described in Chapter 11, Higher Learning, and don't overdo the heavy S type. Too much cheese and too many nuts may not be friendly to your weight. Focus more on pure oils, meats, and eggs as your S sources, but don't completely deprive yourself of a heavy S meal now and then. Go easy on dairy if you have Hashimoto's disease or elevated prolactin. Put more emphasis on fuel-pulled desserts after meals rather than on heavy S desserts. Avoid grazing and gobbling, as described in Chapter 9, Snacking Mama. You need wise intervals between snacks and mealtimes. Don't undereat. One egg alone is not enough fuel for your entire morning. Don't take your calories so far down that your body thinks it is starving and holds on for dear life. Undereating is as bad for stubborn weight as overeating is. Don't overexercise. Try an edgier fuel juggle. This means including some fuel pulls as full meals here and there, if you are not pregnant or nursing, but also even a crossover or two. Some people find that if they have been doing primarily S meals, E meals, and fuel pulls for months and are stalled, adding a couple of crossovers can help soothe the adrenal glands and help weight loss begin again. After a crossover or two, you'll have had plenty of carbs, so it is best to switch to a deep S versus heavy S as described in Chapter 11, Higher Learning. Then back to some E meals. This really keeps your body guessing. The 1 week fuel cycle. We're about to give you a tool as extra help for very stubborn weight issues. If you've been doing the plan for at least a couple of months, are not exclusively nursing, and are truly a turtle, feel free to give this a whirl. Did you catch that? Only try this after a couple months on the plan. Please don't start your Trim Healthy Mama journey with a fuel cycle. No bones about it, this cycle is strict. We can't promise you'll feel love and joy or abounding food freedom during this cycle. It might be the first time you have to summon up some willpower on the plan. This is why we designed this cycle not as your mainstay, but as an occasional kick in the pants to turtle weight. We are also fully aware that some of you are drawn to rules and rigidity and might cling to this cycle because it provides you with more boundaries and that little bit of misery you might actually miss with the freedom of freestyling. If this is you, you're not allowed to overdo or abuse this cycle. By that, we mean doing it more than you are freestyling. That's undermining the way we want you to roll as a trim healthy mama. The fuel cycle is too rulesy, too stricty, and too set in its waysy to be your foundation. Where it shines is not only in its ability to help you rev your metabolism, but as a powerful learning tool. It helps you understand with more clarity each fuel type, since you have to spend more quality time with each one. It forces you to get creative with E, FP, and Deep S meals, where you might have been playing only with heavy S meals and desserts you find on Pinterest. Perhaps you've been eating only apples or oatmeal for E. If so, you're missing out on a world of other energizing foods. The fuel cycle makes you branch out. You can't survive happily on only apples and oatmeal for an extended period. If you don't know how to build an S meal without cheese, nuts, or sour cream, then you're going to find out. Digging down to the core of each fuel deepens your relationship with its true character. The ultimate weight loss power of each fuel can be experienced only through getting to know it more intimately. Acquaintanceship only takes you so far. Real friendship will take you much farther. When you've finished your fuel cycle, you can take away the treasures of knowledge you gained and apply them to your everyday freestyling. Your freestyling will have more power. Prepare to start. This will be a 7-day focused fuel juggle. You'll start with 2 days of deep S. 2 full E days will follow. Fuel pull is next, 2 full days of that. Another deep S day will end your week for a full cycle. If you want to repeat for a 2-week double whammy, then your last deep S day will end with an E dinner, and then you'll have an E breakfast the next morning before continuing on with deep S for the remainder of the next 2 days. Do not fuel cycle for more than 2 weeks at a time. Take off the straitjacket and go back to freestyling for a while, using your newfound tools for success. The day before your fuel cycle, do not hang out in S mode. You need to nourish your thyroid and adrenals with energizing foods before you strip them away. So have a couple of good E meals, or just one E meal and a couple of E snacks, or even enjoy a crossover. Not a cheat, for goodness sake. While not mandatory, it is more practical to start the fuel cycle week on a Sunday. This makes sure none of your fuel pull days hit a Saturday, which would feel miserable. Your Saturday will be fat-friendly, so you can even go out to eat and have a deep S meal, which is much easier to achieve than with the other fuels. Stock up on the foods you'll need throughout this week. You don't want to suddenly find you're out of leafy greens or coconut oil on day 1 or 2 when these are a big part of the plan. So refer back to each segment of the fuel cycle and make sure you have the right foods for victory. A major help to you this week will be foods rich in gelatin and or collagen supplements, since the high amount of glycine they contain aggressively helps to push fat from your fat cells via stimulation of glucagon. The glycine they contain also helps give your energy levels a boost by hitching a ride into your body's fuel-burning furnaces called your mitochondria. Your body will release the fat and you'll be able to burn it for energy. A gelatin-rich diet paired with management of blood sugar is one of the most powerful fat loss protocols. In the fuel cycle week, we are pairing not only these two, but also engaging in a more intense fuel juggle for a triple whammy. You'll notice in our fuel cycle idea menu that many of the recipes focus on these supplements. If you don't have the funds for gelatin or collagen, make sure to prepare gelatin-rich stock for your week. We have 2 easy recipes for that in our companion cookbook, but there are plenty of videos on YouTube showing you how to make stock from bones. You can use this stock as a base for your soups, or even just as a soothing afternoon daily broth or meal finisher. You'll also notice we're trying to slip some okra into your week. Sometimes stubborn weight can be tied to what some people call a leaky gut, and both gelatin and okra combined can help to heal the mucosa lining of your intestines. You have the choice to do the fuel cycle in one of two ways. You can go dairy-free on only your deep S days, or rev it up and go both gluten-free and dairy-free all week. If you do a full week including dairy and gluten and the scale does not budge, then maybe that is the litmus test to show that these may be stalling your weight loss. Try the fuel cycle again, excluding them fully, and see what happens. Let's be clear here before anyone thinks that gluten and dairy are second-class citizens and that the ultimate diet excludes them. Au contraire, the majority of us do just fine. In fact, we thrive on a diet that contains healthy sources of them. But for some, they can cause an inflammatory response that slows weight loss or stops it altogether. Days 1 and 2. Deep S. Make sure to listen to Chapter 11, Higher Learning, for an explanation of a deep S meal, which is a little different from a regular S. You'll be cutting out dairy, nuts and seeds, store-bought low-carb breads, frankenfoods, and any non-superfood fats like ranch dressing or mayo. Sorry, we're even taking out our beloved baking blend because of the little bit of almond meal it contains. Avocados are out, just for this week. The only dairy allowed is 1 tablespoon of Parmesan or Pecorino Romano cheese used as a garnish. Omit if you have a dairy allergy. You can use 1 tablespoon of cream in your coffee, but for a greater boost to weight loss, try the Trimacino recipe, which you can find in our companion cookbook. The only exceptions to this no-nut rule will be unsweetened almond, flax, or cashew milk, since they are so watered down. Avoid canned coconut milk during deep S because it has a higher carb content. Up to 1 tablespoon of pressed peanut flour can go in a smoothie or another recipe. But we do want to encourage you to focus on the true deep S foods, which are your pure superfood oils, the healthiest butter, meat, and eggs, and, preferably organic, greens. This doesn't mean you can't do a fuel cycle if you are a drive-through Sioux and never buy organic anything. Just do your best. Leafy greens are the lowest in carbs of all non-starchy veggies, so we really want you to concentrate on packing them in on your deep S days. Other non-starchy veggies can also be used on deep S days, except for peas, tomatoes, onions, and most winter squash. Enjoy our all-day sippers if desired with your meals. Days 3 and 4. E. This will be the same as regular E-freestyling meals, except we want you to change it up and try some new E-fuel sources. If you've been eating only apples and oatmeal for E-meals, try other fresh fruits, not just berries. Include soaked beans and lentils, sweet potatoes, or other root veggies such as cooked carrots and parsnips. Perhaps you should try your E-meals gluten-free if you have a thyroid issue. Try quinoa, which does not contain gluten and boasts a bunch of health benefits. Days 5 and 6. FP. Don't forget, we want to force you out of the comfy, feathered nest by pulling away the frankenfoods this week. No store-bought low-carb wraps or pitas. You may have been overdoing these, so try the recipe for Wonder Wraps in our companion cookbook instead. Told you we'd be forcing you to branch out. Okay, that was our suggestion. We know we really just freaked some of you out if these personal choice items are your mainstay. We'll relent just a little bit and say, dramatically reduce them. If you have to have a frankenfood on a fuel-pulled day just to get by, you have not failed. Keep going to the end. Day 7. Deep S again. You'll do deep S again all day unless you wish to repeat the fuel cycle, in which case you'll end the day with a thyroid-boosting E-meal and awaken to an E-breakfast the following morning, then continue on with deep S. The following menu excludes all gluten and dairy, with the exception of whey protein. We do not mean for the following gluten and dairy-free menu to be considered the ultimate way to do the fuel cycle. It is just the hardest way to do it. So we wanted to help out those who have fewer options and truly have to be gluten and dairy-free. Fuel cycle idea menu. Day 1. Deep S. Breakfast. Fried eggs in butter or coconut oil. Trimacino Rich. Hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. Deep S salad in a jar, made fresh for your plate if you prefer. Quick single salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. Crispy salmon siesta. Quick single skillet meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Side salad with superfood oils. Day 2. Deep S. Breakfast. Fields of green ohm cake. Good morning eggs chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Trimacino Rich. Hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. Soothe your soul soup made with cabbage. Quick single soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Add superfood chocolate chews if still hungry. Candies and bars chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. Baked chicken with skin. Dairy-free version of collagen creamed spinach. Sides chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Side salad with superfood oils. Day 3. E. Breakfast. Creamy grains. Good morning grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. Sweet potato with 1 teaspoon butter or superfood oil. Can or pouch of tuna. Salad or cucumbers spritzed with vinegar. Dinner. Golden chana soup or lentil soup. Family soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 4. E. Breakfast. Sweet Dreams apple cinnamon oatmeal bowl. Good morning grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. E salad in a jar. Nick's cottage cheese if doing cycle dairy-free. You can make the salad fresh for your plate if you want. Quick single salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Grapefruit slushy. Frozen treats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. Blackened chicken with mango and black beans. Family skillet meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 5. FP. Breakfast. Large egg white scramble with lots of sautéed, non-starchy veggies. A healing, trimmy light. Hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. Wonder Wraps, breads and pizza crusts chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, stuffed with diced cucumber, tuna with a light vinaigrette. Beauty Milk. More drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. Popeye's Power Soup. Family Soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Glycine Glory Pudding. Sweet Bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 6. FP. Breakfast. Choco Secret Big Boy. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. Large fuel pole salad loaded with fresh greens and moistened with lots of luscious diced tomatoes and cucumbers plus balsamic vinegar, spritzed with MCT or olive oil and tossed with 3 to 4 ounces of seasoned chicken breast. Lemon Pucker Gummies, candies and bars chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. Fussless fuel pole quiche. Use dairy-free version if desired. Oven Dishes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Trudels. Sides chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Tummy Spa Ice Cream. Frozen Treats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 7. Deep S. Breakfast. Turkey or venison sausage, or bacon, with sautéed mushrooms or spinach with generous amounts of superfood oil or butter. A healing trimmy. Hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. Deep S salad in a jar, made fresh for your plate if you prefer. Quick single salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Beauty Milk. More drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. Cilantro Lime Burst Chicken Thighs. Crockpot Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Deep S Side Salad. Hot Chocolate Trimmy. Hot Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Note: if you are continuing your fuel cycle for another week, have an E-meal for dinner. Wicked White Chili minus the yogurt. Crockpot Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. You will also want to have an E-breakfast the following morning and then continue with the normal order of things for the remainder of the fuel cycle. Snack ideas with deep S fuels. Leftover chicken reheated by sautéing with butter or superfood oils and spices. Skinny chocolate, skinny truffles, gummies, or superfood chocolate chews. Candies and bars chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Any of the Trimacino rich drinks. Hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Kale chips. Crackers, chips, and dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Snack ideas with E-fuels. Fruit with beauty milk for added protein. More drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Leftover small or one-half sweet potato. Leftover creamy grains. Good morning grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Fuel pull snack ideas. Also suitable for E and deep S days, except Nix berries for deep S. Lean meat jerky with no sugar. Berries, but not for deep S days. Any secret big boy, frappa, or thin thick. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. FP versions of no-gurt, collagen berry whip, glucky puddings, or glycine glory puddings. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Tummy spa ice cream, tummy tucking ice cream, or lemon cream ice pops. Frozen treats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Purist primer. Quick single soups in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Banana meringue. Brownies and cookies chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Crunch puffs. Crackers, chips, and dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. The tiny amount of baking blend is not enough to cause issues. Chapter 25. Heads Up, Vegetarians, or Vegetarians in Transition. If you relate to raw green Colleen or even whole grain Jane, whom you met back in Chapter 1, perhaps you've shunned meat completely or just tried to cut back thinking that was a healthy approach. Yet here we are telling you to go ahead and eat burgers and chicken wings. Huh? Your head is spinning at the liberal way in which we include animal foods in THM meals. We both spent more than a decade as vegans, so we understand the mind adjustment needed when making the decision to return to an omnivore diet. Yes, it is possible to do the plan as a vegetarian, including eggs and dairy, but if you decide to take the plunge back into eating some meat, we have some tips. It is common for vegetarian meals to be centered predominantly on grain and fruit. For this reason, despite the fact that many eat a plant-based diet to help control weight, it often bites back. Many mamas have made the switch back to animal foods with us and haven't regretted it for a minute. Watch how your body shrinks in sizes even if your scale doesn't move much. This is the power of animal protein. Hang in there, vegetarians. We have tips for you, too. Start back slowly. If you want to start including some meat again, you don't have to jump into the plan with a T-bone steak. Adding animal-based protein back into your diet more gradually in the form of wild-caught salmon, whitefish, omega-3 eggs, and raw homemade kefir can be a more gentle approach. You can start including red meat slowly by adding chopped mushrooms as half of your ground beef or venison. Mushrooms are potent cancer fighters and immune boosters, and they just might make the transition to red meat psychologically easier. If you can't, or simply don't want to, eat enough meat or dairy in a meal to get enough protein, there are other ways around this. Gelatin and collagen are animal-based proteins that offer you incredible health and slimming benefits without you having to chew on hunks of meat. You can even put these supplements in fruit smoothies, and your taste buds will never know this supportive protein is going to work its regenerating power on your body. What does this look like in a practical sense? You can load up on non-starchy veggies, add your carb or your fat for S or E, perhaps try to get in a little animal protein, even if it is only 1 or 2 ounces, then finish your meal with a hot or cold drink that includes a loaded scoop or two of gelatin or collagen. Another way to get protein in your meals is with whey protein. Use a full scoop of our pristine whey protein powder in your breakfast smoothie, or if the food contains another protein source, such as cottage cheese, use half a scoop. Don't rely on these supplements for the bulk of your protein needs, as we want you to vary your protein sources with whole foods, but they can be great helpers. You sure don't have to eat meat at every meal. Consider other wonderful protein sources like Greek yogurt or cottage cheese. Bean and lentil soups are not as high in protein as other animal-based options are, but if they are eaten for just a few meals each week, your overall protein level should still be ample enough. Keeping those in your diet can help you not feel too extreme about your return to animal foods. The wise choice of throwing a few scoops of gelatin into a large pot of bean-based soup will easily amp up the protein content and aid your health at the same time. Greens galore. Be careful not to switch over into an extreme. If you previously included lots of greens in your vegetarian diet, don't suddenly pull them out and focus entirely on meat and dairy. Not only is that an imbalanced approach, your digestive system will get very grumpy. Forgetting your greens and focusing only on dense animal foods is not the trim healthy way. You can still enjoy large salads every day. In fact, please do. Simply top them with a few ounces of fish, chicken, or eggs and an on-plan dressing. And remember, if you don't always want to put meat on them, finish your meal with beauty milk, collagen tea, or a healing trimmy, all of which contain gelatin, which fills you with the important amino acids your body needs, and the recipes can be found in our companion cookbook. Eating lots of greens will help your body make the adjustment back to animal-based foods an easier and healthier one. It is possible that no matter how many greens you include or how much water you drink, you still might have a few days of bathroom issues when changing up your diet to include more animal protein. Putting this more bluntly, you may suffer from some constipation. Help, I can't go. Ugh, nothing feels as bad as that. Your body is used to eating one way, and now it must learn to adjust to another. Consider taking a magnesium supplement at night before bed to help with this. This mineral calms the body and soothes the nerves, but here's the really great thing. It makes certain you go. You know what we mean, right? We mamas need to go to be happy. This magnesium before bed habit is not just for those transitioning from a vegetarian diet. It can help all sorts of mamas on plan with this issue. Magnesium is inexpensive. In citrate form, it is a little pricier, but in oxide form, it is dirt cheap. Usually 3 to 5 tablets will do the trick. Each magnesium oxide or citrate tablet is about 250 milligrams. Any more than that may cause diarrhea. Juicing replacement. If you were in the habit of daily juicing, try Earth Milk Sip. Check out a free video of us making it on our website. Or check the all-day sippers in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. This drink will cleanse, alkalize, and detoxify your body while keeping your blood sugar in check. If you are determined to continue to juice, replace the carrot and apple concoctions with mild green juices from bases of celery, cucumber, and lettuce with a dash of stevia for sweetness. Apple and carrot juices are notorious for spiking blood sugar, which can undo any health benefits the juice might offer. You can add stronger greens such as kale and parsley to top them off. Add soothing cooked veggies. If you were like raw green Colleen from Chapter 1 and constantly consumed raw veggies thinking they were the hierarchy of all foods, open your mind to cooking some of them and adding fats, such as butter. In this form, broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage can soothe and help heal an inflamed digestive tract and cause less bloating than when they are consumed raw. Nutritional profiles of many veggies are actually enhanced by gentle cooking. The tough cellulose wall of greens like kale and cabbage needs to be broken down to release their nutrients and not be quite as harsh on the intestines. No one wants to be a gassy mama. Been there. Certain vegetables have nutritional profiles that are only enhanced by cooking. The powerful cancer fighter lycopene is released in far greater amounts when tomatoes are cooked. Health-boosting carotenoids in broccoli are found in higher concentrations when this veggie is cooked versus raw. Adamant vegetarians. Serene and Pearl, I'm just not going to do it. I have my reasons for my vegetarianism, and you can't talk me out of them. Okay, so meat is completely out for you. You'll need to rely more on eggs and dairy, and hopefully some fish? If not fish, you can still do the plan by including eggs and dairy and a few helpers like gelatin, collagen, and whey protein. We don't encourage a lot of soy, but fermented soy such as tempeh and miso can be healthful additions to your diet along with sprouted tofu. Soy becomes a problem when it is too frequently a part of the diet. Soy milk, soy cheese, soy crumbles, soy sausage, soy yogurt. Be very careful about how much soy you are consuming, especially if you have hormonal imbalances. We'd also prefer you to stay away from soy protein powders. Sprouted tofu, however, has a much more easily absorbed nutritional profile than regular tofu. It is higher in protein than regular tofu, too, which is a boon for vegetarians needing to get in more protein. The sprouting process makes it easily digested by the body, and it offers more vitamins and minerals than regular tofu. When we stopped being vegans after years of eating tofu for so many of our meals and began to eat meat, we didn't touch tofu for a long time since we had overdone it and felt we really needed that break. Now, about 8 years later, we are enjoying some sprouted tofu again, but always in moderation. You can find some tasty and fun recipes for it in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. The chicken fried tofu is a big hit with our children. Veganism. If you're a staunch vegan, we gotta be honest here, it will be challenging to make the plan work for you, but you can certainly take the basic premise and merge it with your own eating philosophy. The understanding that balanced blood sugar is foundational to health is crucial and can help prevent a vegan diet from becoming a blood sugar monster. Vegan diets that overdo dried fruits, fruit juice, maple syrup, and starches are hazardous to one's health. As a vegan, you can liven up your culinary world with many Trim Healthy Mama desserts. Glooky can thicken delicious puddings made with almond milk and stevia, and you'll fall in love with the recipes for tummy-tucking ice cream and tummy spa ice cream in our companion cookbook. Glooky can also thicken up vegan soups, and can go a long way to balance higher blood sugar levels that sometimes come with a vegan diet. Vegetarian Idea Menu. The sample menu here uses no meat. If you enjoy fish, you're going to have a lot more choices, but we wanted to do this menu the hardest way to help give ideas to our ardent vegetarians. Day 1. Breakfast. S. Shake gone nuts, including 1 tablespoon peanut butter. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. E. Waldorf cottage cheese salad. Quick single salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. S. Spinach and sausage quiche, but nix the sausage. Oven dishes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Large side salad. Day 2. Breakfast. E. Sweet Dreams Peachy Cream Oatmeal. Good Morning Grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. S. Superfood Loaded Salad with Boiled Eggs. Quick Single Salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. S. Creamy Pearl Chiladas Bake using Sprouted Tofu in Place of Chicken. oven dishes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Side salad. Day 3. Breakfast. E. Trim Healthy Pancakes. Pancakes, donuts, crepes, and waffles chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. 0% Greek yogurt and berries. Lunch. S. Cheesy Dream Soup. Quick Single Soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Swiss Bread with Butter. Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. E. Meatless version of sweet potato bar using Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, or tempeh for protein. Oven-baked or roasted meats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 4. Breakfast. S. Mufflets, meatless version. Good Morning Eggs chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Coffee and cream. Lunch. E. E salad in a jar, made fresh on your plate if you prefer. Quick Single Salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Beauty milk or easy chocolate milk. More drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. S. Tomato chicken bisque, using sprouted tofu or tempeh in place of chicken. Family soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Swiss bread with butter. Breads and pizza crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Small side salad. Day 5. Breakfast. FP. Fat stripping frappa. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. S. Grilled cheese on Swiss bread. Breads and pizza crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Berry-licious, thin thick. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. E. Lentil soup. Family soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. An optional slice of sprouted or sourdough toast with a light smear of butter. Side salad with lean dressing. Day 6. Breakfast. E. Sweet Dreams PB&J Oatmeal. Good Morning Grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. S. Spiced Eggy Noodles. Quick Single Skillet Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. S. Popeye's Power Soup, chicken-free version. Family Soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, with grated cheese and Swiss bread. Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 7. Breakfast. E. Chocolate Monkey Crepes. Pancakes, donuts, crepes, and waffles chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. S. Loaded Crunkers or Swiss Crackers or Mad Melba's with avocado, tomato, and thinly sliced cheese. Crackers, chips, and dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Any thin thick. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. S. Loaded Spaghetti Squash Casserole, meatless option. Oven dishes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Light and Lovely Coleslaw. Sides chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Choco Chip Baby Frap containing 1/2 scoop of whey protein and 1 scoop of collagen to give enough protein for your meal. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Snack ideas for the week. Celery and peanut butter. Fruit and a part-skim mozzarella cheese stick or fruit with cottage cheese. A handful or two of nuts. Lettuce wraps with mayo, cheese, and pickles with tea made with a scoop of collagen. Hard-boiled eggs. Any cracker or chip from the Crackers, Chips, and Dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Any sweet treat made from Sweet Treats in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Any drink made from Beverages in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Chapter 26. Heads Up, Allergen-Free Mamas. The difference between Trim Healthy Mama and many other plans out there is that you can customize this one for your challenges. You may have to leave out a food or two that others get to enjoy, but you'll still have plenty of can-haves. Even with multiple allergies, you're still likely to be able to enjoy meat, fish, healthy fats such as oils and butter, or ghee and coconut oil, fruit, lush greens, certain grains such as quinoa, rice, and buckwheat, and not too many people are allergic to sweet potatoes. Focus happy thoughts on your own friendly food list and learn to thrive in your unique Trim Healthy Mama pasture. When you think about it, many people live on a very insular diet with just a handful of staples that they rotate. Chicken nuggets, fries, burgers, cereals, pasta, crackers, a lettuce leaf or two, an occasional slice of tomato, processed cheese, ketchup, sugar, and the occasional banana. That is pretty common for a standard American diet. Compare that to your healthy list. Who has it better, even if you do have to be gluten or dairy-free? Think of all the wonderful meal creations you can make living in a land of plenty. Our problems are all relative when you think of what some people in third world countries in extreme poverty get to choose from. When you have options to eat other than just rice or beans, you are blessed. It is up to you whether you'll see your food restrictions as a wonderful challenge or as a burden that robs your daily joy. Your challenges can open up a whole new world of exciting foods and culinary adventures that those with iron stomachs will never be inspired to try. Sensitivity versus allergy. Having a food sensitivity doesn't necessarily mean you'll have to remove the culprit food for life. Sometimes it is the processing of a food that causes inflammation and reaction. Some people find that when they replace the processed, refined, or pasteurized offenders with raw pastured dairy or cultured or fermented ancient versus hybridized grains, their body can tolerate them quite nicely. In other instances, it is just the overdoing of certain foods that causes problems for those of us with sensitive stomachs. High fiber and fermented foods can easily turn from helpful to hurtful if we don't tune in to our own unique and necessary stopping points. Even the healthiest foods, like kefir, sauerkraut, broccoli, cabbage, flax seeds, nuts, and gluki, can cause us trouble if we eat too much of them or do not give ourselves natural rests from them. Just as exercise and sunshine can quickly turn from healthy to harmful, so too can certain ultra-healthy foods if we don't use caution. If your tummy is throwing a fit, ask yourself, "Am I overdoing something?" Then simply give that food a timeout. When you go back to it, take it more gently and in smaller amounts. It is super trendy to go gluten-free these days, but fewer than 1 person in 100 has true celiac disease, which is an inherited autoimmune disorder. People with gluten sensitivity often suffer from annoying gastrointestinal, GI, symptoms, or sometimes develop strange skin rashes, but this is very different from celiac disease, in which gluten actually destroys intestinal tissue and can even be a life-threatening ailment. Obviously, most people who decide to go gluten-free are not true celiacs. We all need to ask ourselves if we truly do have a gluten intolerance, or if we are just joining the gluten-despising in-crowd. Gluten is a protein, not a man-made toxic chemical. God put it in certain grains for a reason. Man messed with grains such as modern wheat to push gluten to unnatural levels so bread could have that soft, fluffy texture. Avoiding modern wheat varieties and eating grains that are still untampered with should not pose such GI stress. Of course, after years of gluten abuse, some of us need to take a complete break from gluten grains to allow our bodies a time of healing before introducing healthier varieties. True life-threatening food allergies are another story and cannot be experimented with. In these cases, offending foods need to stay completely out of the picture. Those with Hashimoto's disease, an autoimmune thyroid condition, often need to be much more careful about including foods containing gluten and dairy, no matter the source. The school of thought is that those with Hashimoto's also usually suffer from a leaky gut. This theory is debated by some, but is the current school of thought. Gluten passes through the damaged intestinal walls and enters the bloodstream. This is where the trouble starts. The molecular structure of gliadin, which is the protein portion of gluten, closely resembles that of the thyroid gland. When the gluten protein infiltrates the bloodstream, the body goes on a high threat alert. It attacks not only this protein, but thyroid cells as well. It appears to be unknown whether the link between Hashimoto's disease and a leaky gut is always present. There may be cases in which a person suffers from Hashimoto's but has an intact intestinal lining, and in this scenario, gluten would not pose such a problem. However, we hear from many women with autoimmune thyroid issues who seem to do much better completely avoiding gluten and often dairy, too. See Chapter 17, Affordable Superfoods, for how okra may help with a leaky gut. Gluten-free friendly. Gluten-free is easy-peasy as a trim healthy mama. No, you won't be eating the personal choice, low-carb wraps and pitas that many other trim healthy mamas enjoy, but look on the bright side. That can be a good thing because they are too easily overdone. You will be eating most of our bread and muffin recipes, which are naturally gluten-free. Trim Healthy Mama Baking Blend is certified gluten-free, which means pizza crusts, breads, muffins, pancakes, and cookies won't be left off your plate. Grocery shelves are lined with new gluten-free products, but many of these do your waistline no favors due to their high carb or calorie content. Now you can avoid gluten and slim down at the same time. Life Beyond Dairy. Some of us thrive on cultured dairy products such as Greek yogurt and cottage cheese. All that lean protein helps our bodies shed unnecessary weight, and the more we have of the stuff, the more we lose. That may not be true in every case. If you have Hashimoto's disease or other issues, dairy and you may not play well together. Sometimes dairy can cause inflammation, weight gain, gut problems, and even some strange skin issues. At first glance, some of the recipes we talk about, such as cheeseburger pie, may have you doubting Trim Healthy Mama can work for you. It absolutely can. We have included many dairy-free recipes in our companion cookbook. Try our dairy-free Hello Cheese recipe to fill your life with cheesiness once again. Suffering without yogurt? Many call our no-gurt recipe even better than the real thing. Desserts won't be a problem either. Skinny chocolate is completely dairy-free. Ice cream? You betcha. Try tummy spa ice cream, tummy tucking ice cream, or polar bear soft serve, if you can tolerate whey protein, found in the frozen treats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Nutty problems. Perhaps you are allergic to certain nuts and wonder what on earth you'll eat on a plan like Trim Healthy Mama, which is nut-friendly. We mention almond milk frequently, but if you have an allergy to almonds, there are plenty of alternatives. Cashew, coconut, or flaxseed milk in unsweetened form will be wonderful replacements. Don't overlook the ease of our foundation milk recipe, which is a super healthy option and very budget-friendly. Refer to the More Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Choose seeds like sunflower or pumpkin seeds over nuts for snacks if you have allergies. Our baking blend does have a small amount of almond flour in it, so if you have an allergy to almonds, you can get great baking results using an equal mix of our THM oat fiber and flax meal. There are the few rare people who cannot tolerate coconut in any form, even coconut oil. Try cooking with red palm oil or butter. Light sautéing with extra virgin olive oil or grapeseed oil should be okay sometimes, too. Sunny side of eggless. Just like with grain and dairy, the source of your eggs may be triggering your sensitivity. Battery cage-raised hens that are fed high-gluten grains and an imbalanced fatty acid ratio can result in many needless egg intolerances. Eggs from pastured hens may make all the difference in your tolerance to them. If your body is currently uneasy with eggs, take a break for a month or two before you switch to healthier egg sources. This will help allow your system to heal from the prior inflammation, so your test on adding healthier eggs back into your diet will be more accurate. Here is a helpful egg substitute for baking needs. 1 tablespoon ground flax seeds or chia seeds, 3 tablespoons water, 1 teaspoon apple cider vinegar, optional. Mix, then let gel for a few minutes before adding to recipe. This mixture replaces 1 egg. Final note. Along with adding okra to your diet to help heal sensitivities, also be mindful to supplement with gelatin or make your own bone stock, as this can soothe an inflamed, impaired gut as well. We created a drink that includes both of these healers specifically to help with gut problems and food sensitivities. Check out our Sensitive Big Boy Smoothie in the Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Allergen-Free Idea Menu. The following menu is completely free of gluten, dairy, soy, and eggs, given that those are the 4 most common food offenders. We have not taken out all nuts, but peanuts are not part of it, since they are the most common nut allergy. Most dairy intolerant people can still add pristine whey protein powder, since it is naturally lactose-free, but some people do have an allergy to the dairy protein itself. For this reason, we have not included it in this menu. Day 1. Breakfast. E. Creamy grains made with quinoa and blueberries. Good Morning Grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. FP. Tuscan tomato soup. Quick single soups chapter. With crunkers. Egg white free version. Crackers, chips, and dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. And 1 teaspoon ghee. This is tolerated better by most dairy-free folk than butter, or plant-approved oil. Dinner. S. Taco salad. Family salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. With grated Hello cheese. Condiments and extras chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 2. Breakfast. FP. Sensitive Big Boy. Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. S. Loaded Crunkers, Egg White Free Version, Crackers, Chips, and Dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, with avocado, sliced Hello cheese, condiments and extras chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, tomato, and natural deli meat. Beauty Milk. More Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. S. Tomato Chicken Bisque. Family Soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Side Salad. Day 3. Breakfast. S. Sautéed Sausage, Tomato, and Onion Scramble. Add matchstick sliced radishes if desired. A Healing Trimmy. Hot Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. S. Superfood Loaded Salad. S. Quick Single Salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. E. Sweet Potato Bar. Oven-baked or roasted meats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, but omit Greek yogurt and include grated Hello cheese. Condiments and extras chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 4. Breakfast. S.